This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 2,300 people were killed in Libya and thousands more were reported missing after catastrophic flash floods collapsed dams under pressure from Storm Daniel, which wreaked havoc in the coastal city of Darna and across eastern Libya on Sunday. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Thousands of people were reportedly missing, and eastern Libya's interior minister told local media that one quarter of Darna was swept away by the flooding. Residents of Darna piled bodies in front of buildings and in makeshift morgues, lamenting the heavy death toll and the loss of many families in the flooding. Eyewitness reports say that corpses lined the streets in many parts of the city, and many others were carried away by the waters. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
People wounded in the 6.8 magnitude earthquake that hit Morocco were evacuated from a hard-hit rural town on Tuesday. Some of the evacuees were carried, others taken on stretchers to a waiting helicopter. The death toll from the 6.8 magnitude quake that struck in the high Atlas Mountains late on Friday has risen to 2,901, while the number of people injured more than doubled to 5,530, state television reported. It was Morocco's deadliest earthquake since 1960 and its most powerful in more than a century. Israel's Supreme Court heard petitions on Tuesday challenging measures by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government to curb the power of judges, a historic hearing in a crisis that has tormented the country for months. In a packed courtroom which saw all 15 judges sitting together for the first time in Israel's history. This is VOA News. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives are launching an impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced Tuesday that he is directing committees under Republican leadership to conduct impeachment inquiries against President Biden. A focus of the investigations will be activities of the president's son, Hunter Biden, who engaged in transactions with foreign entities prior to his father's presidency. The House Speaker has been under intense pressure for weeks from arch-conservatives to move against the president. Democrats have released a memo detailing what they call Republican lawmakers' weaponization of their offices and exploitation of congressional power and resources to promote debunked and outlandish conspiracy theories about the president and his son. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Prisoners in Bahrain have suspended a mass hunger strike after 36 days following a pledge from the Gulf monarchy's authorities to improve conditions, activists said on Tuesday. At least 800 inmates joined the strike, which was the biggest in Bahrain's history, according to the activists, who said some prisoners' health was deteriorating. Dozens of people have held scattered protests almost daily in support of the prisoners, in echoes of the large-scale demonstrations that rocked the tiny island state in 2011. Ahead of the high holidays, Jewish leaders in the U.S. stressed the need for security vigilance as anti-Semitism surges, AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
The Jewish high holidays that encompass Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are meant to be a period of joy and reflection. The season is also a time of heightened vigilance in the face of recent increases in anti-Semitic threats and violence. A network of Jewish security experts and religious leaders are hosting several webinars to help prepare for the season. Among the topics, how to respond to an active threat targeting the Jewish community and how to stop severe bleeding. Security measures have been expanding at Jewish institutions across the United States for more than a decade. I'm Walter Ratliff.
American tech giant Apple on Tuesday unveiled its next generation of iPhones, a lineup that will boast better cameras, faster processors, a new charging system, and a price hike for the fanciest model. The showcase at Apple's Cupertino, California headquarters comes as the company tries to reverse a mild slump that has seen its sales drop from last year in three consecutive quarters, partly because iPhones haven't been selling as well. The iPhone 15, due in stores September 22nd, adopts the USB-C charging standard that Apple has had to comply with European regulators. I'm Joe Ramsey.